You're listening to episode 338 of Women Worldwide. What do you do when you're speaking or interviewing with the media and you make a mistake or you can't get your point across? How do you handle it? In this episode, I share my tips, so stay tuned to learn more. Hi, I'm Deirdre Breckenridge. I've spent an entire career helping women to share stories, nurture relationships, grow their brands, but most of all, to find their voices so they can make a difference. Do you feel stuck? Do you want to power up your own voice? Women Worldwide features the stories of passionate women who have navigated big career challenges and some of the toughest changes. These professionals offer deep insights and advice to inspire you and to help you uncover what's holding you back. Let Women Worldwide ignite your passion so you can excel in life. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Women Worldwide. Thank you for showing up, for being here, and for always sharing our episodes and sharing how you're doing and feeling. It's so important. The more you let us know what's going on in your world, the more we can bring the topics and the advice to help you. Well, today I am flying solo. And my topic is, what do you do when you're speaking and you make a mistake, right? So many times, even the best speakers, you can be on stage. Maybe you're giving a presentation in a conference room, or perhaps you are doing a TV segment with a show host. Well, that just happened to me today. I was doing a TV interview for a Florida station. And as I was speaking, I go out, usually talking about our children's books. So we have two books, A Whisper from Noel and Grandpa Don't Worry. And I was sharing on this station about parents being present in mind and body and how important it is to tune into your kids and how much they want to share feelings with you. And I got to a point in the interview where I know I had mixed up some words and I immediately used my own advice. So let me share what to do when you're speaking or presenting or you're interviewing and you catch yourself in the moment of saying something that you don't necessarily like. Well, first off, when you catch yourself, just stop. You can close your mouth, say, let me rephrase this. You can pause, start over. The key, and this is the second thing, is to not beat yourself up. Because if you think about it, nobody is in your mind. No one has your notes. There's not a single person other than maybe my co-author and husband who knows exactly what I want to say on an interview. They don't know. And it's okay. When you react to your own error, you actually make the situation worse. It's so much better to stop, recompose yourself, and just move forward. And that's probably, it's not a secret, but it is one of the best ways to get past yourself and to continue on with a conversation. Ultimately, in most cases, when you show up in front of an audience or you're on a show, 9 out of 10 times, unless you're in the hot seat and somebody really is questioning and giving you a hard time, the person who's interviewing, the people who are listening, they are championing you. And that's the third way to get past this, is to recognize that someone else's energy is good energy and they want you to succeed, and your energy together can move the conversation forward. So very simply, if you can recognize that maybe you flubbed or you made a mistake, don't get flustered. Don't get upset, at least not in the moment. You can, in hindsight, figure out what it is that went wrong and pause, take the time to reset, and then move forward with that good energy and have the rest of your conversation. Now, the last tip and the fourth tip is to be able to step back and recognize just where it was that it didn't go right for you, And maybe what could you have said? And how can you take a look at your talking points or the things that you want to share that are meeting the needs of your audience and have a better way of moving forward the next time? Well, very simply, that is my advice for when you think that you've said something wrong, when you get stuck. I hope it was helpful. And if you have any questions for me about speaking or media training or what happens if or when something happens, please feel free to reach out to me. You know, you can always find me on Twitter. I'm at Dee Breckenridge. I'm on LinkedIn because I'm a LinkedIn Learning instructor. And also you can email me. I'm Deirdre@pureperformancecom.com. Okay, friends, until our next episode, stay focused, energized, and feeling empowered. Thank you.